From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump met late Thursday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, one of his frequent critics on the world stage just ahead of Friday's start at the G20 summit of the leaders of the world's biggest economies. Earlier Thursday, Trump told an audience in Poland that the values of the West are under attack and questioned whether its people have the will to fight for it.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
During the press conference in Poland earlier, Trump appeared to downplay Russia's meddling in the presidential elections here in the U.S. last year, saying that Russia may have meddled in the elections, but said others also might have interfered. Trump's statement is at odds with the conclusion reached by the U.S. intelligence community that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally directed a campaign to discredit the election and damage the reputation of Trump's opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The U.S. is calling for a tough response to North Korea's launch this week of an intercontinental ballistic missile, especially from China, by way of tighter sanctions. North Korea is expected to be a key topic when Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Trump host talks on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg. Britain's foreign minister is calling on China to do more to increase pressure on Pyongyang. Chinese analysts argue that China is already doing more than it is being given credit for. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States is considering a stepped-up approach in dealing with North Korea. Before leaving Poland, Mr. Trump said he is not one to draw red lines or talk about his plans, but that he has some, in his words, pretty severe things he is thinking about. He did not elaborate. On Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, addressed the Security Council members about the threat posed by North Korea.
Their actions are quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution. The United States is prepared to use the full range of our capabilities to defend ourselves and our allies. One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department said it has confidence in its ability to defend against the limited North Korean threat. The International Criminal Court says South Africa violated its obligations to the ICC by not arresting Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted on genocide charges.
By not arresting Omar al-Bashir while he was on its territory between 13 and 15 June 2015, South Africa failed to comply with the court's request for the arrest and surrender of Omar al-Bashir, contrary to the provisions of the statute, thereby preventing the court from exercising its functions and powers under the statute in connection with the criminal proceedings instituted against Omar al-Bashir.
South Africa announced its intent to leave the ICC in 2015 after the public disagreement with the court over the Bashir incident. The ruling African National Congress Party said last week that it remains committed to leaving the court. Other African nations and the African Union have frequently accused the court of targeting Africans. Al-Shabaab militants attached a police post, Wednesday on the Kenyan coast, sparking a day-long battle that killed three officers and injured a fourth. Kenya has seen an uptick in attacks over the past 2 months near its border with Somalia. Tensions are still running high in Venezuela, a day after armed supporters of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro stormed the country's opposition-held legislature, attacking lawmakers and holding hundreds of people hostage inside the building for about 9 hours. At least 12 people were hurt, including five lawmakers and workers at the National Assembly. The National Assembly president blamed Maduro for the situation in Venezuela, where months of political and economic crisis have brought street protests that have turned into violence between pro- and anti-government marchers. Nearly 100 people have been killed. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.